Today on Rappler. Filipinos online poke fun at Bamban Mayor Alice Goh's Hindi Ko Na Po Maalala through memes. The Pangilinan Group restores water supply in Cagayan de Oro after President Marcos stepped in. Philippine volleyball star Eliza Valdez says she is far from done with the volleyball courts. And Filipino gymnastics star Carlos Yulo bags the individual all-around gold medal in the Asian Championships. Filipinos online have a field day making fun of the evasive mayor of Bamban, Tarlac, Alice Goh, as she stuck to her claim during a Senate hearing that she does not remember details about her past. Goh said she could not remember where she was born, the reason behind the 17-year delay in her birth registration, and the homeschool program she was under.
Sa pagkaalam po kasi namin, 17 years old na po kayo nung i-register yung inyong birth. Saan po yung bahay ninyo nung ipinanganak kayo?
Your Honor, hindi ko na po alam.
Goh, a first-time mayor, attended the Senate hearing because of information linking her to illegal pogo activities. Some use pop cultural references such as the hit movie My Amnesia Girl and the TV anthology Maalala Mo Kaya. Others use Goh's reply to relate to situations such as spending one's salary and reviewing for an exam, among others. The Pangilinan Group restores water supply in Cagayan de Oro after President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. stepped in. The tap water shortage in 13 villages ends following talks between Marcos and business tycoon Manny V. Pangilinan of Metro Pacific Water, the controlling entity behind COBI. The supply from Cagayan de Oro Bulk Water Incorporated, or COBI, accounts for nearly half of the treated water the Cagayan de Oro Water District, or COWD, has been distributing in CDO and parts of Misamis Oriental. COBI turned off the water supply on Tuesday, May 14. Metro Pacific Water says the move was voluntary and had nothing to do with the CDO court's temporary restraining order. COBI and COWD have been in a dispute over a debt amounting to 500 million pesos. The amount mostly represents the price difference when the supplier implemented water rate adjustments in 2021 and early 2024. Philippine volleyball star Eliza Valdez says she is far from done with the volleyball courts. In a Rappler Talk sports interview, she shares she is well aware that she has not been in her best form for quite some time.
Well, as of now talaga, my top priority is to be back 100%. Hopefully, mangyari na talaga soon. Hindi ko masabi kung kailan tayo, hanggang kailan tayo maglalaro, but definitely, I wanna play 100% muna bago tayo magpaalam siguro sa volleyball court muna. Not naman sa volleyball community, but sa volleyball court.
She has had low moments this past PVL conference, but the Creamline superstar also showed flashes of vintage dominance. Despite an injury-hampered one-point performance in the finals game 2, she scored 21 points against Chocomucho in the semifinals. Filipino gymnastics star Carlos Yulo opens the Men's Artistic Gymnastics Asian Championships by capturing the individual all-around crown on Thursday, May 16. He totals 84.931 points out of the 6 apparatuses as he ramps up his preparations for the Paris Olympics. With this latest triumph, Yulo raises his golden tally in the Continental Championships to 7, on top of 2 silvers and 1 bronze. Before he went to the Asian Championships, Yulo cut ties with his management group KG, which was formed by his former Japanese coach, Munihiro Kugimiya.
Nung nag-move na po ako dito sa Pilipinas po, may nag-takeover po na Filipino manager po. And doon na din po nag-start yung mismanagement po.
His younger brother Eldrew will compete in the junior division. And that's today's wrap. I'm Michelle Abad. Thank you for watching. Click the link below for the full story. Follow us on Rappler's YouTube, Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok.